Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is hit by the pitch. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Canizaro moves to second. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Canizaro moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canizaro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-1 in the game. Verdun strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cisco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. McMillan moves to third. Cannizzaro moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. McMillan scores. Cannizzaro moves to third. Sisko moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Cannizzaro scores. Sisko scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Cranepool scores. It's 8-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Don Schwall now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Pagan pinch hits for Don Schwall. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Cannizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannizzaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cannizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cannizzaro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizzaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Carpen now pitching. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cisco strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing left field. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cowan who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Mets. Larry Miller now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rogers hits a line drive into right field. Christopher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Christopher. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski moves to third. Rogers moves to second. It's 8-3, Mets. Johnny Lewis now playing right field. Tom Parsons now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Mets. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Frank Carpen. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Mets. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates 6. The Mets will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Jerry Lynch now playing left field. Willie Stargell now playing right field. Roberto Clemente now playing center field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Crane Pool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Clemente strikes out. 1 out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Parsons, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.